This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
After several weeks of being stuck inside, thousands have flocked here to Bolivar Peninsula to make the most of their time while out.
Been in quarantine, and like I need to get out and party. Woo!
Go Topless Jeep Weekend.
What's better than beach and a few drinks and Jeeps? Man, it getting better than that.
In full swing at beaches on Bolivar Peninsula. This event comes at a time where beaches across the state are reopening following the coronavirus pandemic. And beachgoers like Chelsea Collier are still taking precautions to stay safe.
Wash them hands for 20 seconds and keep them clean with their Germex. Totally.
The Galveston County Sheriff's Office has enlisted the help of 40 DPS troopers. The additional presence of law enforcement has been a welcoming sight for beachgoers.
Law enforcement has definitely made their visibility and made people chill out and not be as crazy. The cops are doing their job as long as they don't be mean to people who are actually being innocent. Then I'm all gravy, baby.
You're listening to the Cobras and Fire podcast. So put your toes in the sand, get a drink in your hand, because we go into the beach, peeps. It's all gravy, baby.
You're so full of it.
Cobras and Fire. I'm your host, Luce Cannon. I'm sorry, LC. And I am joined, as always, with the Zippy Baco. How are you, sir?
I'm gravy, baby.
Then I'm all gravy,
nice.
Baby.
You know, zippy means bright, fresh, or lively. And that's exactly how I always see you.
Especially this time of the morning. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, I pride myself on being a morning person, but it's been a little hard with this disheveled look I'm carrying around now.
Oh, okay.
I think I'm one day away from a self haircut. But
all right,
have they opened up salons in the Denver area?
Salons, barbershops, yeah, all those places. Yeah,
yeah, like you
places,
go to...
places you can get a nice perm.
You don't go
down
to barbershops. Come on, man.
Yeah, I do. Go to a place called Floyd's Barbershop, which I think was actually named after, from hearing your recent episodes, reminding me. It's a whole rock theme thing, so I think it actually was named after from like Nirvana song. Isn't there something called Floyd the Barber?
I'm not, I don't know, maybe.
Pretty sure, on
okay.
Bleach.
I'm going with
it. Anyway, yeah, it's all a rock themed chain around here. But
they have a place here called Hi-Fi Hair. Yeah. And you can buy old stereo equipment and get your hair cut.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
You figure if you're going in to spend, $20 for a haircut, you might as well buy a $300, record player too. It makes sense.
A vintage Sansui tube head. I don't know.
Whatever. Oh, nice. Okay.
Anyway, interesting. You know, I always like to bring my family matters to you for advice and guidance and. typically I do the opposite of whatever you say, and it's worked out pretty good for me. We have a bit of a marital issue. I was hoping you could chime in on.
Ooh, you know I like that.
Well, Amy has been stuck home for, I don't know, almost 2 months now, and now she wants a puppy. I don't have a problem with dogs, but they are a commitment. You know what I mean? And it's just like, it's like this show. I don't want to commit more than I can do. You know, and you know, she can take care of it now, but when she gets called back to work, that's going to change. But we came up to an agreement that I finally caved. I said, we can get it, but I get to name it. And now she doesn't like the name that I picked for it. And you tell me, what's wrong with this name? Devin.
You're serious, right?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Well, that is amusing. Do you have more here? Because I actually have a very connected story. I cannot believe this.
That's odd. Let me hear your connected story. Maybe it somehow ties into what I'm talking about.
Okay. Well, my buddy. Well, first off, I should mention that we did foster and end up adopting a dog, a German Shepherd mix, during COVID as well. It seems to be a thing that goes on because a friend of the show, Chris, who lives out there with you, also is adopting a dog, a golden doodle, because he likes to have things manufactured and made from a breeder because he is such a man to do that. Anyway, so the point is that he is naming his dog Devin also so he can yell at it all the time.
Yeah. He messaged me and told me about that. So no, we're not getting a fucking dog.
Okay, Jesus Christ. Okay.
He was telling me that your go to move on this whole thing is to act like it's not even happening, like you don't even acknowledge it. So I told him I'd help him out and get you to at least acknowledge that your friend is going to get a dog named Devin. So
okay, well I'm glad I didn't pretend that the real life is going on in the background.
So, yeah.
At least this time.
In real life, if we were going to get a dog, I'd be the one pushing for it more than Amy.
Really? Okay. Well, it's, you know, you're filled with cats. That's a big transition. But what I say is, if you're going to commit to something, just say you'll commit to taking care of the dog every 2 weeks at max.
Right. I think I can handle a weekend.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, it's like, fuck, we went to New York for 4 days, Vegas for a week. You don't got to do anything. You just give a shit ton of food out for the cats, clean the litter boxes, and come home. But dog, you gotta have, it's basically a baby that never grows up, you know.
Yes.
it's gotta be taken out and walked and all. And look, when I grew up we had them, but you know, there's people at the house all the time, you know, between work schedules and kids. And the fact of the matter is that it's just, maybe when I retire, I'll get like a chihuahua or something.
No, it's great to have one again, but at the same time, you're looking at it and it's just an expense, man.
Yeah,
it's like you're looking at anytime you, like you said, you go, if you plan some kind of trip, you got to say, okay, we got to factor in a couple, you know, some money here when we're gone. And that can be a couple $100.
Yeah, easily.
And then I'll tell you what. If I ever start a business again, I'm going into the pet industry because the markup on that shit is out of control for like a leash, like $30-$40. It's a profit deal, Baco.
It's a profit deal.
Well, good luck with that anyway. At least you got the kids there. I mean, things to kind of keep the dog busy when you can't do it, that kind of stuff. But
it gives me something to yell at them about. Like, remember, you committed on walking on this, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Take this dog out now. Do not bitch. You signed the contract. Get to work.
Hard-ass Elsie Jr. Well, I have a little bit of business I need to get out of the way from one of the Whatever Never Mind episodes. The latest one that came out was with John Lamoureux. And in it, I referred to, I made a joke about some dick in Pickering, Ontario. Now, for those who don't know, a friend of ours, Lee McCormick, lives in Pickering, Ontario. Oh. And I just misspoke. I didn't mean to call Lee a dick. I meant to say the guy with the big dick in Pickering, Ontario.
Point. Yes.
Look, I'm not saying anything the squish in Pickering, Ontario doesn't already know. But, you know, the rest of the world should know that Lee has a giant schlong.
Well, does Pickering mean something else in Canada?
It's a city in Canada.
I don't know. It just sounds like, you know, Pickering.
It does kind of sound like some kind of slang term for something weird, huh? It's like a Canadian sex act.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say.
The Pickering snowshoe.
Yeah, I can see him in his adult life. He's like, where should I live? He looks at the map and I'm definitely going to Pickering, man.
Yeah, I think it involves boogers for some reason.
Okay, so they're going to a different end. It's just some kind of gross thing.
Well, yeah. Well, it is a sex act, so.
You realize you just gave him a compliment and then you moved him down. To booger picker.
As I want to do, yeah.
Booger picker Lee McCormick.
Anyway, actually, that was an off-the-cuff joke. That city must have just been in my head because of all the videos he's been posting. It says live from Pickering. Okay. Anyway, sorry about that, Lee. Sorry for the mix-up. Everybody knows you have a huge dick now.
That's right. Big dick booger picker Lee McCormick.
Then I'm all gravy, baby.
Which is actually the name of one of his albums.
Oh, God. Now we have to have... Now you have to have him on the show where he gets a chance to tear us apart. But anyway.
It's a continuous compliment and an apology to Lee McCormick. Anyway, you can find Lee McCormick on his show, Bruce the Goose, I think is the name of his podcast.
Tramps Like Us is Lee's Bruce Springsteen podcast, but he covers other stuff on there, too. But sure. Yeah. You know, with that, I would like to seriously mention that Whatever Nevermind, I've had a couple people reach out, say they, you know, can they subscribe to it? It's just part of the Cobras and Fire feed is all I want to remind people. If you're a subscriber to the Cobras and Fire thing, it just shows up on the Tuesdays that they come out. They, you know, it'll be roughly every other week, but kind of like what we just did with Hot in the Shade. We're not going to split those apart. And plus, we had the Ron Keel interview right in front of that. I just wanted to clear it up for anybody that if there was any confusion, it is a sidecast that shows up on the Cobras and Fire feed, just kind of like what Pods and Sods does with Marana Phonics and the six songs series they do. So.
Exactly. Yeah. So basically, any week that there's not a Cobras and Fire episode, you will see the Whatever Nevermind Top 25 Grunge Album Countdown with various guest hosts, podcasters, friends of the show, and things of that nature. And I got to tell you, can I just jump in here about the show?
Sure.
Is that I've really been enjoying it. And again, I always like there's two things I enjoy, and that's listening to my own voice on my listening to my show, and also being entertained by something on our own feed. It's I highly enjoyed the John Lamoureux. I've enjoyed all of them, but the last one with Lamoureux and the Deep Six album, man, I really enjoyed that talk was great. Anytime it had to do with not the music.
Yeah, that was a tough pill to sit through musically, but you know, my mindset when listening to it was of the historical significance of it.
Yeah, and my point is that when you can make, that's why I thought that was such a great episode, because when you can make something entertaining off of the subject at hand is not, you know, the most pleasurable listen. Awesome. So I've really enjoyed the shows. I've also really enjoyed the the interviews you've added to it too, like the Sub Pop.
Yeah, hopefully I get more interview. Of those.
Yep. I don't know if you want to talk more about that, but that was a kick-ass interview. The interviews have been great too. The color, when you go, man, you go all you just like this dog thing that you're going to get when you're adopting this new dog. You're talking about your commitment levels to the roof. I mean, the fact that when we do these Black Sabbath, you know, deep dives and stuff like that, when you do the side interviews, it really takes it next level. So I'm done blowing you, but I'm just saying in general, like it's been a nice listen. So I'm looking forward to the series continuing.
Very good. Yeah, and we got shit, who today? We got like BJ Cramp coming up on an episode, and we got our friend of the show, Gene Vogel, coming up pretty quick here. Mm-hmm. And Aaron Camaro, I think, is on deck for one of the records coming up. But yeah, so it'll be fun.
Yeah, and also just want to say thanks to Aaron and Chris at Decibel Geek for inviting both you and I on the show recently. We did their quarantine episodes. And that was a lot of fun. The game show part, just hearing Aaron in game show mode is amusing in and of itself. But
and you ran away with questions. It. I recorded the first and probably last tie.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you did the tie, and then I cleaned up on the kiss round.
Yeah.
So definitely check out that series. And so I enjoyed that. But you've been definitely active on other shows too. You want to mention some of those?
Yeah, you can hear me on one of the more recent episodes of the Hustle Podcast. I'm on a panel talking about our favorite rock books. So it's time time you get out there and do some shows besides Decibel Geek. Although I gave them crap because like you know I've 400. How long have I been writing for them? 5 years, and this is the first time I get on it.
No, but that's all right.
It took you to badger them. It's like they're just doing you a solid. They don't really like you that much.
I set it up and then said, you go first.
Because the weather was nice.
Not for your ego. Lead singer disease, go first.
Absolutely. All right, but as far as our show, don't forget you can hear us every Thursday night on Uncontrolled Noise Radio at 10 o'clock Eastern. That's Noise with a Z. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/CobrasAndFire. Please follow us on Twitter. Our Twitter handle is at CobrasFire. And you can join our Facebook group, Cobras on Fire, and connect with other listeners. You can just find that searching groups on Facebook. And, of course, you can find your way to all those places just by going to cobrasandfire.com.
That's right.
We would love it if you left us reviews. And I understand that we actually have a review to read this week, Luz.
We do. And again, at cobrasandfire.com, you can actually find all the different categories too, like the Whatever Nevermind whole category of sidecasts as well. So, yeah, we do have a review. It's on Apple Podcasts, and it goes like this. It's 5 stars. Always like to start with that. And it's by a username called Pimpin' Ho. Oh, and this was done just earlier this month. It says, a fun show with great hosts and a lot of laughs. LC and Baco are some of the best podcast hosts in the business. Ooh, they bring to the show up-to-date information with a humorous twist to what's going on in music and life. I've been turned on to a number of artists through this show. Rock is not dead, and it has some emoticons of throwing up the horns. So, God, I mean, that one made my day, man. Come on. He pretty much just summarizes our show.
Yeah, I'm calling him the BS. The guy called you.
So?
He called you LC. You wrote that.
I did not.
You're trying to rebrand yourself through a review.
Oh, is that what I'm doing? Okay. No, I'm not Pimpin' Ho. I can tell you that much. But it does sound suspect. It's very complimentary and uses a lot of our catchphrases from the show.
It seems to hit your key points, too.
It really does.
I really
it summarizes
find
things.
A lot of music listening to this show.
It does sound like an Amazon
I think we know who Pimpin' Ho is. His name is Elsie.
Do we? Oh, is this me? Okay. All right. Rebrand. The rebrand review. Check out the notes to the show, either on our post on our website or in the show notes in the podcast app, because we want you to check out these artists.
And yeah, buy it right now, especially because they can't make any money touring, and we all know streaming does jack shit for the artists right now. Well, being a music show, I thought we'd talk about something in the news.
Ooh, yes.
Not music
news. Let's hear some music news. Oh, not music news.
No,
good.
Yeah, good.
Okay.
You know, there's all these different kind of rollouts with people kind of ending these lockdowns, and every state has their own like kind of little phase out.
Sure.
One thing that I've seen covered in almost any oceanfront state, it seems like there's just this fucking people lose their shit for this one thing that they either are being allowed to do for the first time in a while, or that they're afraid they won't be allowed to do right fucking now, and that is go to the beach. I assume you've seen some of these news stories where people are just overcrowding these beaches. They're rushing out too quick, or they're losing their shit because I can't go to the beach, but you can go, do something totally unrelated. And there's nothing wrong with the beach. It's good to get out, get some sun, but it is not very high on my list of things that I can't live without. And I don't live near a beach, so you think I'd want it more. But the people that can go, I mean, I could go a decade without going to the beach. Almost everything sure. I love about the beach, I can do anywhere, like plenty of other places. You know, get out and run around outside, have a drink outside, pass out outside. I can do all those things in my backyard without going to a beach. So,
exactly.
What are your thoughts on packing up the truckster and going to the beach? Is this a big deal to you? Do you really crave the beach?
No. I mean, I moved from Florida away from Florida, so if that tells you something, you know, that is nothing about, that's the entire selling point of Florida, essentially, is beaches and water, right?
Denver
and,
is almost the center point from the nearest beach, like a, it's the perfect circumference. It's like,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. So no, not a big thing for me. It sounds great in concept. Lots of vacation pictures. Looks good in photos.
Yeah.
But reality, not so much.
Swimming in the ocean kind of sucks ass, too.
You get salt water. Hey, do you like that feeling in a pool, except you have salt water in your mouth and might be eaten by a shark? Come on to a beach.
And they're always the drunkest fucking people, too.
And I'm all gravy, baby.
But, you know, which you would think I'd like. Those are my people. But I just don't get it. I, honest to God, of all the things that we've been dealing with, to freak out and lose your shit over the beach.
The concept of a beach is always that there's this just you know, your movies are gorgeous woman just walking around and it's hot and it's just an awesome, amazing time. It's like spring break every day. The fact is there's just kids and kids running around with the, you know, big turds in their diapers and screaming and not so beautiful woman and not so beautiful us.
Hot chicks playing beach volleyball. It's Chris Christie under an umbrella with a drink and no shirt.
Yeah, and if you're a lady, you're looking for that scene in Top Gun, or if you're a guy.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that, no. But that doesn't really exist. So, yeah.
Well, anyway, really. I put together a list. I asked you to do the same of things that that during this lockdown I miss more than the beach.
Boy, I had fun putting together this list. So, yeah, go ahead.
Here are things that Loose Cannon and I miss more than the beach.
All right.
Dinner with friends.
Camping.
Record shopping.
Babysitting anyone.
Putting air in my tires.
Going to church.
Not needing conditioner for my hair.
Filing Nicolas Cage's taxes.
Running into a crowded men's room and yelling, "Is this where all the dicks hang out?"
Listening to an episode by the LaFons.
Hey. Making dinner reservations in Gene Simmons' name.
Owning a ferret.
Crop dusting through any crowded area.
Teaching Vince Neil how to twerk.
Spelling my own name with giant letters at Hobby Lobby.
Licking an unclean tanning bed post-COVID.
Close talkers.
Slamming my nuts in a sliding glass door over and over until I pass out.
And putting on somebody's shoes in a bowling alley.
And lastly for me, let's just accelerate the process by burning my face on the stove and throwing sand all over my car and home.
When I went to the doctor, I was feeling bad. I got it pretty good. I went to the church trying to see what they had. I got it. Sent me back to the priest. He just said, "Keep your trousers creased." You know I got it. Yes, I got it. Yes, I got it. Pretty good. I tried being mean. I tried being nice. I tried taking all your advice. It's time to shine. Shine. Burn down to remind me.
All right, so that was "Got It Pretty Good" by Soul Asylum, and I gotta tell you, their latest album. I have given zero shits about Soul Asylum for a long time, but if you like Grave Dancers Union and you like Misery, basically their two albums where they actually were famous, this is basically them going back to that.
Okay.
So it is a nice return to form. So definitely check it out in full. I've really enjoyed playing this album, just letting it flow. So you tell me, it's just Dave Perner only, right?
Yeah, he's the only one left. I mean, like, I think their bass player died in the 90s at some point, and the guitar player, Dan, left, I don't know, at least 10 years ago. And the drummer has been kind of a rotating guy. I think for a while he actually had Prince's drummer from New Power Generation, Michael Bland.
Okay.
Not positive on that, but Dave, I believe, lives in New Orleans more than Minnesota now, but he's still, okay. I mean, Soul Asylum will do, like, you know, in-store record shows or in-store performances at, like, record stores once in a while, and of course, the occasional local show, but...
Yeah, but it's called Hurry Up and Wait, just came out this year.
Cool. Our last episodes with the two of us were the Hot in the Shade kind of where we resequenced and fixed the album for Kiss. Part one and two is available for anybody who hasn't heard it, but as with everything we do, Kiss, the numbers kind of spike a little bit. But we put out a poll, and the results ended up being like, basically the poll was, whose sequence did you prefer, mine or yours? And it was pretty split. I know on the Twitter poll came in exactly half and half. Last I checked, I think it was like one vote lead for me on Facebook, and then in the group, and then on the Facebook page, which for some reason wouldn't let me actually put a poll, it was damn near 50-52. So it's basically everybody agrees that you and I fixed the record, so it doesn't really matter.
Oh, yeah. I think that's a good sign, the fact that it split so much, because it just means that the fact that we should have been the producer. Can you imagine if it said produced by Colbert? Maybe. There is a whole thing now called Run Out Groove, where they actually, people vote for what reissues to put out for certain bands. Like, actually, what a great concept, by the way. Runoutgroove.com. You can actually vote and talk about what extras you would want. And they come to reality for a lot of these bands. Like, the Donnas just had a reissue. So imagine if we did that for Kiss and it said in the credits, produced by Cobras and Fire.
Right on.
New resequencing. Come on.
Yeah, we could.
Hot in the Cannon. And what? What was the other one?
Baco in the Shade.
Baco in the Shade. Yeah. Nice.
Hot in the Cannon sounds like one of those Pickering snowshoes.
That definitely is some business in Pickering.
Back to you, Lee McCormick. Yes. We had a lot of good feedback from that. Thank you everybody who listened and chimed in and went along with the poll.
It did get me thinking a lot, and part of it was the whole when we were talking about replacing, you know, every song that had love in it with Dick, and coming up with the song Dick Gun.
Yep.
It really, you know, during COVID right now is time where creative types like you and I, you know, it's time for us to unleash the all these projects and work on our craft. And one of some of the craft that I've been working on that goes to Dick Gun in a second is, you know, that I'm starting to play bass. Yes.
Rumor had it you took a bass lesson at one point. I haven't had an update in about 7 months, but
okay. Well, I have. I've been playing bass, and you know,
I thought you were being creative.
Well done. All right, but you know, like I always it got me thinking about, like, if I was going to start a band, I always joke that I would call it, like, I named this podcast Cobras and Fire. And I think that my idea with Dick Gun was it, you know, for an album, I want to see, because you love covers. You're a big fan of covers, right?
I can't get enough of them.
Right. You're like, take the original. I like the original, but I'd much rather have a cover of it, right?
I want to get rid of the original versions of all songs and only have covers. And I want Pretty Boy Floyd to do all of them.
Okay.
Them are the Bullet Boys.
Well, as I'm working on my bass playing, I'm thinking, ultimately, I would like to release an album. We could start a band, you know. I don't, you know, a side project for you, you know, like Jesus Christ. And I want, you know, I need your production skills. I want to have Cobras and Fire the band, and the album to be called Single Entendre, and it would be all covers, but it would just strip all of the subtlety away, and we would have a song like Dick Gun.
Yep.
And I was thinking, what are some songs that I could play bass on? I'm thinking, like, well, another Kiss one, I could do Lick It Up, and it would just be called Lick Spunk Up.
Yep.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You could have, we could do, What about a Warrant song? We could just do Pussy Pie.
Okay.
You like this one?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. And you know, also the bass. You know, as I always say, Unskinny Bop is a pretty good bass one to learn, right?
Yeah. Good to practice. We'll just call on.
Good practice song. We'll just call that one Fat Fucking.
Even Rick Allen can play that one. You only need one hand. Fat Fucking.
Yeah. So what do you think? Dick Gun, Fat Fucking, Lick Spunk Up, and Pussy Pie.
I think the album title needs to change to No Entendre.
No Entendre. That's good. I like it. So that's what the hot in the shade got me thinking. That's what happens. She's my pussy pie.
Dick Gun is basically saying dick. And pussy pie is like saying pussy.
Then I'm all gravy, baby.
That's right. It's... Or the other album titled Devoid of Creativity.
They're playing bass. I'll tell you this about the Cobras and Fire band. If it goes out and we do the single entendre tour, we're going to be playing live shows. Have you seen any of the footage from some show in Arkansas where they staged the first socially distanced concert?
You sent it to me, yes.
Yeah, well, the picture looked like a lot of the Jesus Chrysler shows.
Just empty?
Yeah, it's just like, you know, like three people in front of the stage, if you're lucky. And then just kind of random people, a good 20 feet apart, spread out throughout the area there. What do you think of this kind of idea where you basically just spread people around and don't let them get near anything?
Did it actually have dividers, or did they just have like little things written on the... Put a, like tape on the floor or something?
Well, like on the floor, they put like four seats together, and then there's a big group of space, and then they have like sections taped off in the balcony where you can't go.
Okay. First off, I've seen a lot of ideas from restaurants that I would love to see for multiple reasons, like the whole thing with putting mannequins in like at tables that you're not supposed to sit at. I think that would be super creepy. Make them like rocking. That would be kind of cool. Like, you know, put them in weird configurations. I like the thing. I would attend immediately one of these things where I think Gene Vogel shared this, or maybe it was you about the, as you like to say, I need to give all credit to you to anything I've seen on Facebook. So you probably shared this, but it was like a bar that has like this contraption that's like an inner tube.
Sure,
on
yeah,
wheels.
I saw that going around too, yeah.
Okay, that was at a concert? That would be great.
I would have a great slam little dancing. Drink.
Yeah, a little drink holder on the side, and you got the inner tube. That would be just fun. So that's a good way to do it. But no, I don't think that you've got to have some kind of weird, almost like to make it work in all reality, I think you would have to have something kind of like the VIP seating thing. You'd actually have to have something almost like a bank or whatever like that, where you put those whatever you call it, like the velvet rope or whatever in between things, or turnstiles. Not a turnstile. Whatever. You're going to have some physical thing. I think any kind of tape configuration saying stand here is never going to work.
Sure, yeah.
Once you have a couple drinks and stuff like that, too. Yeah.
On the mannequin thing, you know, a lot of these like South Korean baseball teams are doing stuff where they actually have like I saw one where they're actually robotic mannequins where they actually stand up and hold signs.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. That is it. That is a dystopian future. And, Lord.
The Green Bay Packers saw that, and they're working on mannequins that don't just stand up, but they also piss themselves.
I love it. Fart a lot.
But one of the South Korean baseball teams actually got in trouble for, instead of using mannequins, they use sex dolls, blow-up ones.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they're actually getting fined or something for this. It must have been just cost-saving. They put clothes on it and stuff. You just see the, cocksucker mouth.
You
know?
You want to talk about like shooting a free throw and seeing nothing but like blowjob dolls in the back. It's got to throw your game off a little bit.
But yeah, I'm with you. I think if you did something like Northern Invasion with those like bumper car tables, everybody's just walking around. It looks like a bunch of giant toddlers.
Yeah. That's what I meant. Like the only thing is served is that actually in a bottle. You have to have the little nipple.
Oh, yeah. Because, you know, even watching people kind of push those across like pavement, they were kind of vibrating. They had to hold their drink the whole time. Yeah, you get a bottle, it's less of a ordeal.
Yeah, you have to change into a man diaper.
How do you go to the bathroom in that thing? Imagine the size of the porta potty. You got a ramp. You got a like some kind of weird motorized door opening.
I think that's where we'd have to go to.
You
first,
walk. Is, hey, wait. You walk. Yeah, you walk that thing over a hole, and you just.
just stick your dick down and go down a drain.
Get some kind of like vanity curtain around the outside. That way you can just do it anywhere. Just have a hole and everybody lines up for the hole.
I like that. How about Line Up for the Hole, I think is one of the tracks on the Single Entendre album too.
That's the original song, yeah.
Yeah, but we have one original called Line Up for the Hole.
Oh, man.
Gross.
Featuring Jasmine St. Clair.
I think that pissing is very important, though, because for all this social distancing thing, I mean, the lines at a bathroom now with all the stalls open are long at a concert, right?
Right.
I mean, can you imagine the line at a guy's bathroom at a Rush concert with social distancing? I mean, that would be going around the block.
Don't you think Rush fans hold it because they don't want to miss a single moment?
They probably do. So they probably Rush fans actually have some kind of diaper.
Yeah.
You know, they don't. They definitely don't. You can't leave during 21:12.
Yeah, not at all, man.
No, you're in for the long haul. But like that has got to be a thing. I think you're right. I think a social distancing. I like it. I like the hole in the floor. But that same thing with the whole drive up car concert thing. Like that thing is going to be the same thing. Like you're gonna see the guy next to you with a big solo cup full of piss pouring out the side of his car halfway through the concert.
It's the way of the road.
Where are you going to go? You know, you have to think. I think the whole pissing thing and social distancing in concerts, that's going to be a problem. Otherwise, you just know that the entire grass field is just soaked with urine. I think.
You're walking around the ground's all kind of soggy, but it's not raining.
This. I know what's finally. I have my new business opportunity: galoshes.
Concert galoshes. Where
are those concerts? Just in fields of urine.
We're turning fucking concerts into a bunch of men in fucking strollers pissing and shitting all over the grounds. That's the future.
Band Puppy with the song Black Hole, different kind of hole than what we were just talking about. And that's off their album The Goat. I can describe them as their PR campaign does, and that is Weezer meets Ghost. Definitely check that album out.
Cool. Well, Brian May was in the news recently. Did you catch this? I assume you saw Gene Vogel share it.
Or was it you? I saw somebody share it. I'm sure I sent you a screenshot of what you
just shared.
Yeah,
I like how you like try to turn that around on me. It's like, yeah, you jump on Facebook for 2 minutes and then private message me three things I already shared on Facebook.
I just want to make sure you saw what you saw.
Oh my god! Yeah, just you know what? You live your whole life. You just steer into the skid with everything. You just always just
like, taking screenshots of social posts is a talent. We'll go into that maybe.
Yeah, but before we do that, Brian May hurt his butthole gardening. I didn't really get the detail.
Is that the actual? Is that the actual headline? Brian May hurts butthole while gardening.
He's the butt of jokes now.
He really is. Well done.
This is, I don't know, from about a week ago, something like that. It doesn't really matter. This is a timeless kind of news piece.
It really is. I use it to read it to my daughter every night before she goes to bed.
Anyway, he landed in the hospital after a pretty severe injury from a gardening mishap. I'm still not sure how. I'm trying to picture this, but here's his quote. I ripped my gluteus maximus to shreds in a moment of over-enthusiastic gardening. What the fuck is that? Is that a euphemism? Am I missing something?
I think it might be.
Is this the Pickering snowshoe?
It might be. The Pickering snowshoe is what you said? Is that what the move is called?
Yeah. Okay.
Over-enthusiastic gardening. Gluteus maximus. Is that the whole quote?
Yeah, well, he says he finds himself... Suddenly, I find myself in a hospital getting scanned to find out exactly how much I've damaged my butthole.
Does not say that.
He said myself. I threw in butthole.
Okay.
He reassured his 2.4 million followers. Why would you tweet this out?
Yeah.
Like, hey, everybody, just wanting you to know somehow I fucking ruptured my rectum gardening.
Just giving you an update in case you're thinking, how are my rock stars doing this weekend?
The best part is the next line. Please, please don't send me sympathy. I think we're doing okay there.
Yeah.
He's just going to heal for a while, but my God. And then like seeing his old gray, curly, long hair pop out of a mask that he's wearing, you know? Cause
this is why you don't allow famous people to tweet. Period. Like, you shouldn't. When you're, I guarantee he was on some kind of painkiller. A lot of painkillers when he did that.
What kind of painkiller do you need before you start gardening? And what tools was he using?
I'm saying he tweeted. He was on painkillers when he tweeted that from the hospital.
Oh sure. Yeah. He's all like looped up. Yeah.
He's all looped up. He's like, I need my fans to know about my butt.
Comes out of it. Delete that.
Exactly. That's right.
Man, I don't know. Like, I'm trying to picture, like, you know, I think of gardening. I think, like, of, you know, growing up, my mom on her knees in, like, this, like, tiny little plot of dirt, you know, and just kind of digging little trenches and dropping seeds in there. But maybe it means something different. Like, maybe because he's probably got a nice spread. Maybe he's actually, like, got a tiny farm and, I don't know, kind of like losing your virginity riding a tractor. Something weird happened. I don't know.
No, I'm pretty sure. I mean, the English way of gardening is there's a big run up and a jump when you use your trowel to get that dig.
He just missed.
He missed putting the daffodils. I mean, obviously this thing reeks of Spinal Tap. I mean, that definitely sounds like one of the drummer deaths or whatever, you know, from it, right? Wasn't that one of the things from it? Was a gardening mishap with one of the deaths of the drummer?
Oh, they would spontaneously combust, is my understanding.
Yeah, there's a couple, but my Lord, I mean, come on, man. If you're a rock star, first off, if you're a rock star, I don't care. We did some lands. If you're a man, you don't call it gardening, you call it landscaping. That's what I did this weekend.
I think maybe it was just a really, really bad shart. We'll be right back. a friend of the show, Eddie Trunk, and a polarizing figure. He's a bit of a, I don't know, a punching bag for a lot of people who listen to shows like ours or care about rock and metal. Some of it I get. Some of it I think is a bit extreme as far as the hatred. You know, Eddie does like to mention Eddie when he's talking about Eddie.
Sure.
He'll do anything. But he had a kind of a thoughtful tweet for Tammy Down. Apparently, Tammy's been sober for 3 years. This is from April 28th. So Tame Down tweeted this: 3 years sober and smoke free yesterday. Who'd a thunk? Thanks to somebody named Kimberly Bunch and another woman that, you know, these are all fucking Twitter handles. So I don't know how to read them, for keeping me alive. And of course, all my awesome family and fans. So Eddie retweeted that and had this his own little words of encouragement for Tamey.
Would you mind doing it in his voice, though?
Okay, I'll see if I got to dial it up here.
Okay, good.
Congrats, T. I miss having a shot of Jack with you on stage at Faster Pussycat shows, but still proud of you, bud. Stay healthy, my friend. It's like, what the fuck? Hey, man, you know, it's too bad we can't get fucked up, huh, bro, with you being such a pussy and all. Who says that? Congratulations on 3 years of sobriety. Remember when we used to get fucking hammered? That was great. Don't you miss that? I do.
Congratulations on your chip. And by the way, Merry Christmas. Here's a carton of Marlboros and a case of Jack Daniels. Good luck, fucker.
Tammy walks outside his house and there's Eddie on the steps fucking smoking a cigarette and slamming some Jack.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Hey, he's a bit of a wordsmith.
You're okay to drive.
Yeah. Well, maybe there should be a whole thing of like Hallmark greeting cards by Eddie Trunk.
Oh, yeah. That, now
catch,
we got
catchphrases, ways to destroy.
Do you think Eddie's just trying to like sell this image of him as like a party animal?
I think so.
Because he's more like the dad that everybody wonders why he's there. Who invited the old guy?
He definitely has the next day after being a party animal look.
Yeah. He's the guy who passes out in your bushes and never gets laid. So look for Eddie to be back on the show here soon.
Yeah, exactly. That's right. I think Eddie Trunk does have a whole series of anniversary cards that he put out, except the only thing is it's just the anniversary of every UFO album. Just the date and release date. You just sent it.
Well, you know Eddie's eventually going to get divorced, right? He can, like, basically be the...
Why would you say that? Why would you say that he's eventually going to get... What a terrible thing to say.
Oh, just the odds, 50-50, right?
Oh, okay. You're just doing the Vegas line. Okay.
Well, right. He's a podcaster. Things pile up for him. So, you know, my point is he can be the caretaker of like one of the Cobras and Fire Efficiency Department units. You know, like he can run the whole thing and he can, you know, bring in new tenants and show them how the Murphy bed works. And
he's going to pull it out of the wall.
Kind of fits right up in there. Perfect, man. It's really slick. Wednesday nights we get together and listen to UFO.
He's the head of the HOA of the efficiency apartments.
Yeah,
he's the president. Listen, you know what? I think actually you have a good point. You know how they have the whole thing, the Deadpool, where you guess who's going to die in the year or whatever like that for celebrities? You could have the divorce pool for podcasters. We could just put a post, and just put our date, put the year and the month you think it's going to happen for everybody you know. As well, you should have your own separate checking account just in case. You have to figure out what is in every podcaster's go bag that you have to just in the middle of the night you have to all ask, what are you taking with you?
You got like a Zoom recorder, two microphones.
Just a wad of cash you've been hiding in your Kiss box set.
It could be like kind of like a tutorial thing, like if you're thinking of starting a podcast, are you married? Before you do anything, get a separate checking account.
they have all those blog posts about thinking of starting a podcast. Here's what you need to know. And it has like, here's how to use GarageBand. But really importantly, here's the things you really need to know.
List of divorce attorneys in your area.
We're kind of rehashing the same joke we always do, but that doesn't matter. Because all jokes have a little bit of reality in them, people.
This one really doesn't have a lot. Do we know any podcaster that's married that got a divorce?
No, but I'm sure there are many right on the border.
There's a bunch.
We could have the pool, the divorce pool. We could also have who's right on the fence pool. Who do we think is right there?
Oh man, I'm still convinced one of these days that door at the top of the steps coming out of my basement is not going to be working, and I'm going to be shut down here. And
one day you just can never leave. It's like misery.
Yeah, it's like don't come back.
I did appreciate the fact when you were guesting on Decibel Geek that you just put in the fact that we met 5 years ago and everything's going great for me, but LLC has been spiraling ever since.
I was just like you, consumed with matters of darkness. Now I have a family and a very, very nice apartment.
Basically, if I'm awake, I'm looking at my Facebook feed just to see what sure. Michael Sweet is sharing. And he shared this story about the Death Angel drummer. Now, I don't know if you knew this, but Death Angel was in Europe on tour, I think with Testament, during the initial outbreak of coronavirus. And okay. I know Chuck Billy came back with it. And apparently the drummer from Death Angel did too. And he actually it was pretty severe. He was put into a coma. Anyway, one of his things that he came out of the coma with a bit of an enlightenment about was that he no longer thinks Satan is cool as he used to.
Which is a side effect of COVID.
Yeah, you would think. While in a coma, Carroll said he had dreams of visiting the afterlife. He saw himself leave his body and plummet down to hell, where Satan, of course, lives. Mm-hmm. And by the way, in his coma brain, Satan was a woman.
Ooh.
Boom. What if God was one of us, man?
I don't think that's ever been disputed. It's a woman.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, Satan, of course, she punished him for the deadly sin of sloth, morphing him into a... Hold on. Morphing him into a Jabba the Hutt-like monster who vomited blood until he had a heart attack. I woke up in the hospital bed with tubes coming out in and out of me, and there was a nurse right there, and my first words are, am I still in hell? Of course, the nurse ignored him, bitch. She probably was the devil. So here's one thing. Are tubes, when you have tubes connected to you, are they going in or coming out? Coming in and out, doesn't that imply like it goes in the mouth and comes out like a different hole?
There's some hole involved, yes.
Like maybe the...
Not a doctor.
Fair enough. Anyway, the Jabba the Hutt-like monster, what... you know, the Indians used to think that peyote took them to the spirit world, and we now know it's just the effect of the drugs on the brain.
No, I've seen Young Guns.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. Did you see Young Guns too?
And I'm all gravy.
Hey, man, do you see the size of that chicken?
Did you guys see the size of that chicken?
When it comes to Satan in music, you know, I always found in my own experience that a certain moment of enlightenment hit me when I realized you can't accidentally worship the devil. In other words, playing a record, you can't sell your soul. If you're not actively pursuing it, you're not gonna trip on something and suddenly become satanic. You obviously know why Michael Sweet shared this. He's thankful to have another guy on his side now.
He's converting people over to Christianity one COVID coma at a time.
Yeah, now you know why. He has kind of like more. I don't know, right-wing views on how to handle this. We should just open everything up, get people into COVID comas. Hopefully they're all Satanists, and they come out loving the Lord. But
So now that is the conspiracy against COVID. COVID is a Christianity ploy to make the devil not cool and to increase church going and donations. That's what it is. I'm starting it. That has as much plausibility as the other one, so I'm going to start this one.
Pretty soon, yes, they're going to start making me say Merry Christmas.
Oh, damn, you're right.
Oh, boy.
This world. I have to tell you, the thing that I liked the most about the article was, if you could read exactly what it said, how the writer thought about the nurse. Can you read that part? I thought that part was the funniest part, where it says, like, you have to be a pretty chill nurse to take...
Oh, right, yeah. The line from the story is, it takes a very professional nurse to take a patient rambling about hell in stride.
That's what I mean. Just like, whatever, next. Oh, I don't care, man, about your Jabba the Hutt blood-spewing story.
Well,
I like it.
The drummer. I should mention the drummer's name. We just been calling him Death Angel Drummer.
Drummer.
Yeah, drummer. Drummer. Fuck, I can't even find it. They don't even put it in the story.
They don't. They just put Death Angel Drummer.
Yeah, the headline doesn't even mention his band. It's thrash metal drummer awakens from coronavirus coma. Doesn't think Satan is that cool anymore.
Do you see? That is the respect of journalists in heavy metal right there. That's all you need to know. If this was actually like a whatever, if this was Taylor Swift, the story would name check Taylor Swift being Jabba the Hutt.
Oh, man, I wish Taylor Swift wouldn't think Satan was cool anymore.
Yeah.
His name is Will Carroll. The experience does have him reevaluating some things, you know, like his relationship with Satan. But just... Don't freak out, people. He's still going to listen to satanic metal. He hasn't lost his fucking mind. I mean, he still loves Deicide and bands like that. But as for his personal life, what he went through, I don't think Satan's quite as cool as I once did. He's just kind of a dork now.
No! I guess if a guy you thought was pretty cool turned you into a slothy creature like that, you might have second thoughts about your relationship with him, I guess.
What a dick. Yeah, huh?
Yeah, that's right. Like basically, maybe he's not cool. He's just that guy you think is. It's like you know, when you finally meet celebrities you have the VIP pass, and you turn out that they're kind of an asshole.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I think he's. You know, Satan's kind of a dick.
Yeah,
right.
Right. Yeah. So, well, all the best to Will Carroll. Seriously, I'm glad that it seems like he's at least recovering from the severe complications. But what you really should be reevaluating is how serious you take a dream.
I think this is all a ploy to finally get a writing credit on the next song.
Oh, yeah.
The story.
There it is. Yeah.
What do you think?
Do you think Death Angel is going to do like a...
concept album.
A concept record based on Will's coma delusions?
Yes, I think so. I think this is just a long long game in finally getting some royalties.
Yeah. Well, you know I like to make money on the side evaluating people's dreams.
Sure.
So okay. I think the reality is that like... You know how that scene where Princess Leia is kind of nestled into Jabba's big gut and she's wearing that kind of bikini?
Are you kidding me? I remember that very well.
That's a spank moment for a lot of Star Wars fans. Well, I think we're finding out what this dream is telling Will is that like he was actually thinking about Jabba. He just has never wanted, been comfortable, you know, coming out with that. You know, Jabba's naked.
Yeah, I'm thinking that because you always like to be your 10-cent psychiatry.
Yep.
evaluation, I think that I definitely need to have a meme with you and replace your head from Lucy in Peanuts with a little psychiatric help 5 cents booth, because that's pretty much your life.
I'm still overcharging at 5 cents. So,
yes, the doctor is in. Not a doctor, but the doctor is in.
Will you want to wrap this up?
I do. Yes, I think we've hit enough unimportant news for the day.
Yeah, it's been a while since we've done one of these, so it was good to get back in the saddle with you.
By the way, back in the saddle means something different in Pickering.
Oh, yeah.
Well, this has been fun, but it's time to go, man.
Agreed.
All right, well, Rock is not dead.
It's lining up for the hole.
Somebody get me a beat. I need some rock and roll music. Give me suicide dreams. Gonna play that shit backwards, yeah. Do you remember when you were 15? Everything was so obscene. Spooky story in a cemetery. Call all your friends, grab the pitchfork, let's go.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more Fantasy Points.